So how to correlate what we are hearing in Shastra with our daily life? Firstly, it is from hearing and observing how the acharyas correlate it, how the spiritual teachers from whom we hear, they correlate it. And once we start with this, okay, I never thought this example can apply here. I never thought the situation is similar to this. Once we start doing that, observing how others do it, that faculty will develop. But underlying the principle is that there is a specific incident, there is a universal principle, and there is a contemporary application or contemporary incident or contemporary correlation. Three things. There is a scripture talks in terms of specifics. So from the specific, we have to move to the universal. And then from the universal, we return back to the specific. So for example, somebody may say that, so when this in Delhi the gang rape had happened, brutal gang rape. So I had written an article about the modern Churpanka. So what was the point of that article? That today people are being provoked sexually by the media and especially the pornography industry. So I took the specific principle was how Ravana was already lusty, but even he had some good sense to control himself. But when Shurpanakha provoked him by describing Sita's beauty, then he lost all self-control. So that is the specific incident. The universal principle is what? That yes, people have lust, and if that lust is provoked, then they can act in terrible ways. And a specific application is that in today's world, there is so much provocation of sexuality through pornography. So this is just one example. So broadly speaking, in analytical theory, this is called as the ladder of abstraction. Abstract means that it is a principle. So on the ladder of abstraction, when you go up, there are universal principles. On the bottom of the ladder of abstraction, there are specific incidents or specific applications. So what we need to do is, when we want to understand the relevance of something, we start from a specific incident. We move up the ladder of abstraction to understand the universal principle. And then again we move down the ladder of abstraction to understand the specific application of that principle in the situation. So that way we can learn. This requires some contemplation, some intellectual development. And usually if we associate with and hear from thoughtful devotees, that faculty starts developing. Okay. So thank you very much.